Jesus Christ is the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. The word of our God stands forever. Isaiah 40:8. Jesus said, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away." Matthew 24:35. The galaxies are disintegrating. Our bodies grow old and die. All visible things perish. For that reason, we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. 2 Corinthians 4:18. Since God is eternal, His Word is also eternal. The entirety of your Word is truth, and every one of your righteous judgments endures forever. Psalm 119:160. The truth of the Lord endures forever. Psalm 117:2. In Isaiah 40, God's messenger is told to cry out. A message from God is not to be spoken timidly. It is backed by the Creator of the universe. The voice said, "Cry out." And he said, "What shall I cry?" Isaiah 40:6. The answer is, "All flesh is grass, and all its loveliness is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, because the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever." Isaiah 40:7-8. The eternity of God's word is contrasted with the brevity of life. Our life passes quickly. What is your life? It is a mist that appears briefly and then disappears. James 4:14. Each day brings us one day closer to the day of our death. Yet, good news was to be preached from Jerusalem. O Zion, you who bring good tidings, get up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem, you who bring good tidings, lift up your voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say to the cities of Judah, "Behold your God." Isaiah 40:9. What is this good news that goes forth from Jerusalem? Jesus came to the cities of Judah and told his followers, "Most assuredly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never see death." John 8:51. "Most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life, and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life." John 5:24. That really is good news. By believing in God and obeying the word of Christ, one can live forever. By obeying the truth, one receives cleansing and a spiritual rebirth. Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit in sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently, with a pure heart, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the Word of God, which lives and abides forever. Because all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. The grass withers, and its flower falls away, but the word of the Lord endures forever. Now this is the word which by the gospel was preached to you. 1 Peter 1, verses 22 through 25. The world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. 1 John 2, verse 17. We must lift up our voices and tell people that by obeying God's word, they can live forever. There is no reason to be timid. With Paul, we may say, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first, and also for the Greek. Romans 1, verse 16. Jesus warned, For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him the Son of Man also will be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Mark 8, verse 38. We will be judged by the word of Christ. Jesus said, He who rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day. John 12, verse 48. On Judgment Day, what will all the theological books on earth be worth? Along with the earth, they will be consumed by fire. But the word of our God stands forever. Isaiah 40, verse 8. God's word will still be there to judge us after the heavens and the earth have passed away. 2 Peter 3, verses 10 through 13. But that same word is also the word of life. When Jesus lost his popularity with the masses because his teachings were not what they wanted, he asked his disciples if they also would go away. Peter replied, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. John 6, verse 68. Jesus had just told them, It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life. John 6, verse 63. Jesus is the Word of life. 1 John 1, verse 1. After the church was established, the apostles were commanded, Go, stand in the temple, and speak to the people all the words of this life. Acts 5, verse 20. Later, Paul and Barnabas traveled about proclaiming the good news of eternal life in Christ. Certain Jews rejected the message. Then Paul and Barnabas grew bold and said, "It was necessary that the word of God should be spoken to you first, but since you reject it and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, behold, we turn to the Gentiles. For so the Lord has commanded us, 'I have set you as a light to the Gentiles, that you should be for salvation to the ends of the earth.'" Now when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord. And as many as had been appointed to eternal life believed, and the word of the Lord was being spread throughout all the region. Acts 13, verses 46 through 49. The word of God is not a dead letter. It is living and powerful. Hebrews 4, verse 12. Although our flesh is like grass that withers away, through the living and powerful word of God, we can live forever. Let us hold fast the word of life. Philippians 2, verse 16. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13, verse 8. Jesus said, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away." Matthew 24, verse 35. The word of our God stands forever. Isaiah 40, verse 8. Believe in Christ. Repent. Confess your faith and be baptized for the forgiveness of your sins. Mark 16, verse 16, Acts 2, verse 38, and Romans 10, verses 9 and 10. Then, in Christ, you can live forever. Amen.